March 16th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, recently your area of the country experienced an outbreak of tornadoes. The most sophisticated technology was employed to track the path of these storms and their severity. This was a threat to the physical welfare of many. The more important threat, the threat to mankind's eternal salvation, goes undetected. That is Satan's activity in hearts and in the world. The damage he does is not credited to him, but to people, places, and things. He desires hiddenness. That is his strength. Moreover, unlike tornadoes, people do not care to keep track of his whereabouts. The effects of his presence are charged to human efforts, human frailty. I have come to tell you, pay attention to what is affecting your eternal destination. It is through prayer and sacrifice you will readily detect Satan's handiwork. If you do not consecrate your heart to prayer and sacrifice, you will live in Satan's confusion. This is what weakens the efforts of good people, the lack of prayer and sacrifice. A note is given to read Romans chapter 6, 20 through 23. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But then what return did you get from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the return you get is sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.